Halacha Gimel, Inyan Chol HaMoed, Shehu Bein Yontif Harishon L'Yontif Achron, V'Roiv Malachai Sassurim Boi, Uktsas Mutorim Boi, Dainu Dovrovin. This halacha again is on this same topic about Chol HaMoed, which is in between first days and last days of Yontif, when the majority of Malacha is forbidden, only that which relates to Dovrovid is permissible. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 4 in the second half of Likud Imran. Shalidei hasholosh regolim nizgale horotzon, that on the three holidays there is revealed, it's made clear that everything in this world is rotzon Hashem. Kia sholosh regolim koirin umegalin shehakol misnaheg rak birtzonei yisborach levad. The three yomim toivim proclaim and broadcast this message that everything in the world is only rotzon Hashem. There's no such thing as derech hateva. Ve'ein shum chiyuv hateva klal. Hashem is not locked into teva whatsoever. Because again, the holidays are commemorating the opposite of teva. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot are times when Hashem did away with Teva. He performed all kinds of major miracles. Vazai kishenizgale horotzoin mize nase yira. And when the rotzoin is, when this is revealed, that imposes fear on people. When the melech shows himself, when people see that it's not autopilot, there's somebody there. There's somebody in that driver's seat, and he's very powerful. He's all-powerful, he can do anything he wants, that gives off fear, that injects fear into people. Vayidei ha-yira nishba ha-chesed. And when there's yira, yira is a kli, a keli, into a vessel into which Hashem can give chesed. Rabbeinu Zal shows it over there, Likut Imran. U'kishezoichen lashpoas ha-chesed. And when a Jew is zoiche, when Klal Yisrael zoiche to receive the full measure of Hashem's chesed, azai ein tzrichen lasois shum uvda ve'esek milamates melochos. Then there is no need to do any work at all. The person doesn't have to do anything at all to receive his livelihood. Ki niskayim ve'omdu zorim v'rod soinchem, because Hashem fulfills the pasuk which says that others will come and they'll take care of your sheep. You won't have to do anything. You'll be provided for. You'll be taken care of. When there's this full hashpo of chesed, when Hashem's full measure of chesed is shining, when there's yira, when there's his galus harotzon. Ach keneged koil hakriya shel yontif shekoyre umagalus harotzon, yesh koil shagas chayes rois hadorsim v'torfim. But Rabbeinu Zal says over there that again, in order for there to be bechira in this world, Hashem can't just give all good, all light. There has to be an opposing force. So Rabbeinu Zal says there that in opposition to this great Hizgalus HaRotzon that takes place on the Yomim Tovim, there's the opposing force, which is the philosophers. Those the atheists, the non-believers, or people who delve into philosophy, Rabbeinu Zal refers them to them over there as Chayos Rois, that tear the Jewish neshamos. Those are the chachmei ateva, the type of scientists who don't believe in Hashem. They don't believe in Torah at all. You know, they come up with their own personal idea, hypotheses, and things that don't, that without any faith in Hashem or in Torah. So they are the opposite of his galus harotzon. They try to cover up the fact that there's a Hashem, to deny the fact that there's a Hashem and there's et cetera, et cetera. They try to promote teva. That their thing is teva. Everything is teva. Aval hachachomim amitim shabador heim mekashrim es harotzon l'shoirish harotzon shubachinas meitzach harotzon. Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, but the true tzaddikim of the generation, they have the ability to attach all the ritzonos of Klal Yisrael to plug it into the Shoyrish HaRotzon, the highest place of Rotzon above, which is called Meitzach HaRotzon, a very high level of Kedusha. Ach, yesh bechinas meitzach hanochash, shoyrish chachmas hateva. But Rabbi Nazal says there that even regarding this shoyrish harotzoin, even on that level, there's a zeh le'umat zeh, there's an opposing force. There's something that's called the shoyrish of chachmas hateva, meitzach hanochash. Ach yesh bechinas meitzach hanochash, shoyrish chachmas hateva, which is the opposing force. Utzrichin lahachnioi ulahashpiloi. And we have to try to bring down, to destroy, to lower, to weaken that meitzach hanochosh. And how do we do it? Ze nas al yedei tzedakah. That's accomplished through the tzedakah that a person gives. Because tzedakah is an incredible hisgalus of rotzayim. The Torah, when it speaks about rotzayim, refers to it as nedivus lev. It's an expression of goodwill. Tzedakah is one of the most clear, most tangible expressions of a person's goodwill. That's why it's very important when it comes to tzedakah for the person to give it because they want to give it. Sometimes when a person is squeezed, when they're forced to give tzedakah in a bad way, and they're giving it where they don't really want to, they were forced, they were embarrassed publicly, there are all kinds of different ways sometimes that people extract money from somebody unwillingly. That subtracts a lot from the value of the tzedakah. Rabbi Nazal and Rabbi Nosson Zal explain that the power, the nuclear power in tzedakah, is that rotzoin toiv. That's why when the Torah speaks in the beginning of Parshas Truma, we're going to read it in a few weeks, it speaks about the Jews contributing to the Mishkan. Kol nediv lev yivieho eis trumas Hashem. That's the wording there. Every person who has a good feeling in his heart, he has a good desire, he wants to give, should bring his truma to the Mishkan. The Mishkan was a composite of all the nediva slave of all of Klal Yisrael. It was wall-to-wall rotzayin toiv. And that's why when the Torah speaks about the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, it's always l'rotzayin lefnei Hashem. Why we bring this card? L'rotzayin. Rotzayin, rotzayin, rotzayin. All over, you see it 100 places in the Torah, because that's what it's all about. Ayin Shom Kol Zehetev. Study that Torah Likutei Moran very, very well. Torah Dalet. Ach afilu kishemachniin shoyrish chochmas hatev al yedei tzedakah, al kol ze kishein hizgalus harotzayin chozok v'takif, adayin hem yecholim chas v'shalom lachzor lizgaber. Rabbi Nazal goes on to explain over there that even when you win a battle, even when you succeed on a certain level in defeating and subduing this shoyrish chochmas hateva, this meitzach hanochosh, by giving tzedakah, it's not enough. If there isn't a strong follow-up of his galus haratzim, they can come back again. They can bounce back. Ve'gam al ze tzrichim koyach hatzedakah. And if chas v'shalom that happens, you need more koyach hatzedakah. Ki hatzedakah machnia oisam tomid. Because tzedakah has the power to be machnia. This chochmas hateva, this meitzach hanochosh, all the time. V'zoichin sheyischazek v'yizgaber b'chinas hizgalus harotzoin. And we're zoichin thereby to strengthen the hizgalus harotzoin, the revelation that everything is only through rotzon Hashem. V'chochmas hateva yipoil v'yizbate legamri. And the faith that people put into Mother Nature, you know, where they think that everything is only nature and scientific and that is nullified completely. The oz nishma koil hakriya shel yontif. And then the world is able to really hear that announcement, that cruise of yontif, you know, declaring rotzayin Hashem. V'zeh ikar simchas yontif. And this is the main joy of yontif. It's the emuna. It's this realization that there's a Hashem that's doing everything. V'oz nishba ha-chesed al-yidei ha-yira. And then there's this flow of chesed through the yira. V'oz ein tzrichin la'asos shum esik v'shum alocha kanal. And then we're zochet to be on that level where we don't have to do any work at all. Everything, a person is zochet to receive their shefa purely through the chesed of Hashem. Ayin Shom Kol Zehete B'Sefer Likutei Moran Tanina Siman Dalet. Study this carefully in Torah Dalet in Likutei Moran, and you'll have a good introduction for what we're going to say now.